got everybody.
Call the meeting to order. Our next public hearing is conditional use number 1940, Phil DePenna.
Gentlemen, for the benefit of the record, I passed down a copy of the survey of the property. This is an application to consider the conditional use of land in an AR1 agriculture residential district for a physical training studio and gym to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Broad Creek 100, Sussex County, a parcel containing 33,418.9 square feet, more or less, lying east of Route 13A, also referred to as Seaford Road, 1,000 feet north of Road 480, also known as Mount Joy Road, Mount Zion Road, and being tax map ID number 132-12-20. For the benefit of record, we had received on June 1st of 2012 comments from the Department of Transportation in the form of a support facilities report and referencing that a traffic impact study is not recommended, that the current level of service C of Route 13A, also known as Seaford Road, will not change as a result of this application. The County Engineering Department Utility Planning Division provided comments on August 3rd of 2012 and referenced that the site is located in the Western Sussex Planning Area Number 4, that an individual on-site septic system is proposed, that conformity to the Western Sussex Planning Study will be required, that the proposed use is not in an area where the county currently has a schedule to provide sewer service, and therefore a concept plan is not required. On August 6th of 2012, the Sussex Conservation District provided comments in the form of a memorandum referencing that the site contains one soil type, that the applicant will be required to follow recommended erosion and sedimentation control practices during construction and to maintain vegetation, that no storm flood hazard areas or tax ditches are affected, and that it may not be necessary for any on-site or off-site drainage improvements. And gentlemen, that's all I've got at this time.
All right, sir, we thank you. Yes, sir.
Hi, my name's Phil DePenna. Propose to have a 1,225 square foot training studio in the Laurel Seaford area there, along with my son here, who will be in the business with me. Okay. We will be living at the facility above it, so we'll be constantly there monitoring it. Mm-hmm. We will have some group classes, and that's basically why I'm here. It is a training studio, which will be a lot of one-on-one type training, but we will offer group exercise classes, but with a limited amount of people, probably five or six because of the parking. And we're big on one-on-one training there.
Okay.
And that area, other than the facility in Seaford, and there's one now that just opened up in Delmar, Delaware, there's really nothing in between that area, and I feel this would be a win-win for that area. And I'd like to also, you know, deal with the high school there, that the athletes have a facility and some training background, which I've been in the business for many years, years ago, and looking to get back into it.
All right.
Can I?
Yes. Yeah. Give that to our director, and this so he'll pass them down.
Thank you.
All right, sir. Well, we'll see if anyone here on the commission has any questions for
okay.
you. And we'll start with Mr. Burton.
What would be your hours of operation?
Right now, what I'm putting in place is like a 24/7 type key type membership thing. What I propose is probably have a limit of 50 members for allowed. Reason being, for every 1,000 square feet, roughly the general rule of thumb is you're allowed 200 members. Okay, I don't want anywhere near that because it's a small facility, obviously. And again, we're concentrating on one-on-one type training. So, we'll propose to have the 50 as my limit, and then again, what we're going to charge is very reasonable for the area. So that it don't entice other people relative to like what they charge in Salisbury or somewhere else is much higher than what I propose to charge there.
But you would be on site, is that
Yes, that's correct, yes.
That one of you guys would be there.
Yes.
All the time.
Correct.
Would there be a need for a sign?
Yes, I would like to propose a sign, possibly like a 4x6 sign outside. Not on the building, actually, towards the road, yeah. I know in the past they have had, I believe it's registered AR, church there and everything. Most of the business there is going to be mostly Monday through Friday. It's pretty much where I want to be. And again, it won't be more than 5 or 6 individuals at the most at any one time there.
Have you spoken to any of the neighbors or anything?
No, I haven't.
All right, sir. Mr. Smith.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman and Mr. DePena. Could you just, for the benefit of the record, you mentioned 1,225 square foot. Approximately how much of that, or I'll ask the question this way, how large do you estimate the existing structure to be? Is it twice that size?
That's the downstairs, that's what the square footage is. Upstairs is the two-bedroom apartment, 700 square feet, I believe.
Okay.
Something like that.
Okay. So you'd be using all the downstairs?
Correct.
Okay.
Correct. It does have a bathroom down there.
Thank you. And all the activity would occur inside?
Correct. In nicer weather with the group classes, we may go outside, weather-dependent. At some point, mm-hmm. You know, and do different type exercises and things of that nature.
Could, for the benefit of the record, would you give me an idea of how far you are from, say, the closest fire station, firehouse?
I guess, I believe that would be in Blades.
That would be Laurel.
Would it be Laurel?
That would be Laurel.
Okay. Honestly, I really don't know exactly.
Okay.
I don't want to give you false information.
4 miles.
Okay. And insofar as a medical, if I were using your...
Nanticoke Hospital.
Nanticoke Hospital.
Probably 2 miles, maybe.
Okay.
I'm guessing maybe a little more.
So 5 minutes away from that. All right.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah, actually, you are closer to Blades. I was thinking something else. Yeah.
Yeah, it's really on the edge of Seaford. Yeah. I mean, it's a Seaford address, but I call it Laura.
Right. Yeah. Kind of in the middle.
Tweeter.
Yeah, well.
Will you have needs for expanded laundry facilities? Will you be giving out towels to your clients?
No, I'm going to have mounted disinfectant and stuff like that.
Okay, you know. Hand sanitizer pump thing.
Exactly.
All right. Well, that's all the questions I have. Thank you.
I'm just curious, had that building been used for commercial use prior to that for some commercial purpose?
I don't believe so. I believe it was used for
Lawrence,
churches.
That?
I thought it was.
I thought it had been before the church.
I thought it could be.
The landlord's here. Can he come up and answer that? Or?
Sure. But you got to come up here and give us your name. Even though I believe I recognize you.
Yeah. Name is Chester Porches. I'm from Laurel and Seaford area. From what I understand, the building was originally erected in the 40s by the Gallagher family, and they had a recap tire business and sandwich shop there for travelers.
Okay, thank you.
Right. Thank you.
Yes, sir.
That's all my questions, Mr. Chairman.
All right, sir. Thank you. Mr. Lank?
I'm blank on that one there for a second there.
All right.
It was a recap tired, and it was a sandwich shop, and now it's and it was a
then
church.
It was a church.
I was thinking there was a Electrolux or something in there at one time, somewhere along.
Actually,
the
I thought there was some kind of repair place.
Yeah, I thought so too.
Appliance repair or something, but it doesn't matter.
What's the closest other commercial business type activity from the site?
I believe there's a bait and tackle shop about maybe a quarter mile north of...
I think Mr. Porches is going to help you.
Oh, okay.
Yes, I believe Hunt's Garage would be the closest business.
What's that?
They do a service work.
Hunt's Garage?
Mm-hmm.
Probably right.
Would not be close, but there's other uses in that general area along
just,
that stretch.
Just across the street from them is a Jehovah Witness Church.
How far away is Purdue Agri-Recycling?
I'm going to say
across
2 miles.
Shops.
At
two
the most,
miles.
Yeah. Yeah.
And is the skating rink still open?
What?
Skating rink?
Skating rink, yes.
That's pretty close to it, too.
There is
I was thinking of Mountain Lion Road.
That's south of it.
A lot of activity in that general area.
And there's Bait and Tackle Shop up north.
Mm-hmm. Taylor Tackle.
Yeah.
Enterprise Car Rental up the road on the highway.
Mm-hmm.
That's all I have.
All right, sir. Mr. Abbott, no questions.
Okay. Counselor.
None for me, thanks.
All right. If you'll take a seat nearby, we'll see if there's anybody here that has an interest in your application. Is there anyone here that would like to speak in favor of conditional use number 1940, Phil DePenna? Is there anyone here that would like to speak in opposition to conditional use number 1940? Does anyone on the commission have any questions? There being none, we'll close the public hearing. We'll invite you to remain with us for the rest of the evening to see if we make a decision, or you may wish to call the office in the morning.